now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for a check of sports on this Thursday, May the 5th. I'm Gary Lee. Congratulations to the West Plains Lady Zizzer 4x800 relay team. They have been crowned Ozark Conference champions. The St. Louis Cardinals played the Royals yesterday afternoon. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
Well, night before last, Kansas City got five runs late to win 7-1, but the Cardinals got started early and took advantage of Chris Bubich and his generosity. Two walks, a Nolan Arenado home run, led to a five-run first inning on the way to a 10-0 Cardinal win yesterday.
Terrific team victory for the Cardinals, a 10-0 win. They had eight hits in the game, but they had some big ones, and it was Arenado's home run in the first inning, got him going. Several walks, nine walks issued by Kansas City Royals pitching. That was certainly part of the game, but Adam Wainwright allowing just one hit through seven, that was also a big part of the Cardinal victory.
Tyler O'Neill had a triple. He drove in a run and scored a run when he tripled, and then he hit a two-run homer his last at bat, his first home run since opening day. So maybe moving down in the lineup yesterday to number six was good for him.
Maybe gave him some breathing room. His at-bat's a lot better, and let's hope that all those at-bats carry over into San Francisco.
On our way today to a game tonight in San Francisco, and we're on the air at 7:50.
Cardinals travel to San Francisco to take on the Giants. Pre-game 7:50, and your first pitch 8:35. Catch it all on KUKU and KWPM. The St. Louis Blues were on the ice last night in Game 2 of the playoffs versus the Minnesota Wild, and the Blues come up short 6-2. Game 3 will be Friday night with the pregame at 8 p.m. and a puck drop of 8:30. You can catch all of it on Q94. West Plains Sunrise Rotary Club's 20th annual Tom Smith Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament will be held May 28th at North Terra Golf Course with a shotgun start of 12 noon. It will be a three-person scramble and will be $50 per person or $150 per team. Proceeds will benefit the Rotary Backpack Program. If you have any questions, please contact the North Terra Pro Shop or Lou Citro at 417-293-9266. On Friday, May 6th, 6 p.m., there will be a community celebration at the Avenue Theater for your Class 5 state champions, the West Plains Lady Zizzers. There will be food provided from Bootleggers Barbecue and local bands. Harms Crossing will be playing. Big thank you to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and West Plains Bank for sponsoring. Also, Missouri Representative David Evans and West Plains Mayor Mike Topliff, who will be in attendance to present an award. Pass the word on and let's pack the theater with fans, friends, and family. 2022 Gridiron Classic Football All-Star Game benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Tooth Truck will be Friday, June 3rd at Parkview High School. Kickoff is set for 7:30. Some local area footballers competing are Jace Dowden of Mountain Grove, Noah Jester, Tanner Ripko, and Gentry Acklin, along with Tyler Watts, all from Liberty, Eddie Swazlowski and Braxton Davis from Kabul, Jacob Lakey and Spencer Skiles from Ava, Bailey Hurst from Houston, Dagan Kinslow, Jason Lopez, Hayden Cook, and Connor Lair, all from West Plains. Congratulations for making the 2022 Gridiron Classic football team. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.